Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav.
Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah here, after it spoke out in the previous Mishnah, the idea that if somebody is saying a Berachav Hamotzi, he's poted, he exempts everything else that's going to be eaten during the meal. It's going to just point out one exception to the rule that just that not automatically Hamotzi becomes the Ikar, becomes the main component of the meal, but there are situations where even bread becomes secondary, becomes tafel to something else being served at the meal. So the context of this Mishnah is somebody who is, for example, a gardener, somebody who is watching the fields, and he eats generally the fruits when they're at their sweetest point. And this person was eating sweet fruits all day, and he's stuffed from sweet fruits, and he needs something to balance out. He needs to eat something salty to balance out the sweetness of the fruits that he ate all day, or else he'll get sick. So he decides over here to eat something very salty, for example, a very salty fish. Mishnah says, "Hiviu lefanav maliach b'tehila upat imo mevarech al hamaliach upoter et hapat." If they bring to this person who's trying to balance out all the sweet fruit that he ate all day with something salty, so he decides to have the salted fish, but that salted fish is unable to be consumed unless somebody has pat with it. He can't just eat the salty item on its own; it'll be too tough to get down, so he has it with a piece of bread. But that bread is not a main component of the meal. He's just having that piece of bread in order so that he can get down the salty part. So what should he do? He's mevarech al hamaliach. He says the beracha on the salty fish. Upoter et hapat. And he exempts the bread from a beracha, even though he's having bread. Bread is secondary to the fish because it's only helping him get it down. Mishnah continues and tells us that point, which is shehapat tefelalo, that the pot is secondary to the salty fish. And then it tells us a general rule, which talking halacha lemaaseh is beyond the scope of what we're trying to do over here in this Mishnah. Very complicated laws with ikar and tafel. But this is the general rule that the Mishnah is telling us over here. Zakela, this is the rule. Kol shehu ikar v'imot tefela. If any part, if you're having a main component of a meal, and with that main component is a tefila, is a secondary component of the meal. Mevarech al ha'ikar, a person says a beracha on the main component. Upoter et ha'tefila, and he exempts the need to say a beracha on the secondary item.